St. Mark is the evangelist for those in need of perpetual rehabilitation, always back to the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as Mark puts it. Good news for Mark, good news for vicars, candidates, deaconess students, seminarians, and pastors. Good place to be at the origin of the gospel in Christ. In Mark's little gospel, Jesus identifies himself with the gospel so closely that the two are one. The gospel is not mere facts or information to publish. It is this man who says, "Whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it," and then gives his life and saves us. St. Mark loses his life for Christ and the gospel. But Mark believes and is baptized and is saved. He is still heard today preaching this gospel, this Christ, and teaching baptism to kids in catechism. For the word and call of baptism needs to be heard again and again. St. Mark the man and St. Mark the gospel both move in one direction. From baptism chapter 1 to baptism chapter 16, a daily dying for daily living, since Christ died and is risen. Where Christ works forgiveness of sins and rescues from death and the devil and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare and Mark declares. Where our progress in this Christian life isn't going to be seen by achieving some empirical piety. You can fake that. And sadly, I probably could teach you how, but rather by never presuming to get past repentance and Christ, right up until your own martyrdoms. Observe Mark's spectacular human failings, so much that we can actually compete with him, identify with him. Is there any doubt that only God can make an evangelist or a pastor? It can look so ugly, like making sausage, but God does it. Look at St. Mark the mess, a young man running naked and afraid away from our Savior in the Garden of Gethsemane at the very moment things get dangerous, though, of course, we wouldn't have known if Mark hadn't written it down for us later. And then there is the few years older Mark, the man who, because of some unspecified circumstance, comes into conflict with St. Paul on that first missionary journey. Church people don't always get along very well. But Mark leaves them, deserts. He's home to Jerusalem. There are hard feelings. His reputation is shot. Mark's bad or good reasons for not staying and doing his duty mean even less today. But it was enough then for Paul to vigorously object to having Mark come on the next trip. Paul has sharp words with Barnabas during the placement meeting. "If you want your cousin Mark so bad, then you take him with you," leading to a very memorable call night. The rotten part of the church is still us, self-centered, arrogant, immature, careless with holy doctrine, and careless with holy things. Are you comforted by John Mark's checkered past yet? You really should be. For God doesn't remember our sin, our running away, our desertions, our stumbling so badly in neglect of our vocations and callings, that after so many other days and details pass, the gospel remains. It is still preached, and it has its way with us again. God fashions repentance. He delivers forgiveness. Christ, this gospel. For later in prison, Paul calls Mark my fellow laborer. Something has changed. Now Mark stays and labors. And Paul, in chains again, deserted by others this time, tells Timothy to get Mark, bring him with you, because he is useful to me for ministry. Mark is useful for the ministry. How does that happen? Not because St. Mark is suddenly self-actualized or got his act together by visits with the career counselor, but because the risen Christ still appears. to the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church as we sit at table. He rebukes your unbelief and your very hard heart. He baptizes and saves you and keeps sending more into all the world to preach the gospel to every creature. This gospel, this Christ, not a better or more clever one, to exorcise demons in his name. Depart, O unclean spirit, and make room for the Holy Spirit. In every tongue, it is still Christ. Serpents and poison will not win against his word, his gospel, this person. Your body and soul, along with St. Mark's, stand healed by this Lord, who both sits at the right hand of God and is incarnate on the table in bread and wine, where Mark is no longer running away or naked, but an evangelist, a winged lion, still heard around the world in the churches, where people stupid with sin and all manner of things, and whipped by another week of failure, still stand to hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, and then rightly say, "Glory to you, O Lord. Praise to you, O Christ." Amen.